We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon looked at a braisa, Konso Rishon L'Shem Nesuin. Reuven gets married L'Shem Nesuin, V'yesh Lo Eidim, but she has Eidim, Shlein Nistera. She never had Yichud with the first husband. Inami Nistera V'lo Shasa K'dei Bia. Well, maybe they had Yichud, but they weren't there long enough to have Bia. Still, the Sheni cannot tainis tainis basulim. Right? Conservation. The Maisa was conservation. That means even though there's Edom here saying that she's still a basula, because the Edom said that with the first husband she never had yichud, or she never was there long enough to have bia, still, the Sheni cannot tainis tainis basulim. So Amar Rava, Zoy Semeres, you see from here, Conserv Cheskas basula, even if someone marries someone on the Chazaka that she's a basula, because here we have Edom, Svenitzes Bula, turns out she's a Bula. Yesh L'Ksuba, it's not a Mekhatayish, Yesh L'Ksuba Mana, she still gets a Ksuba of a Mana. That's what you see from here, because you see from here that even though there was Edom, and he assumed that she was still a Basula, and then he found that she was a Ba'ula, still, it's not a Mekhatayish. That's what Rabbi says, you see from here. We had the discussion on yesterday's blot about if that's called Mekhatayish, not saying Shaita here, that's not a Mekhatayish, and not like what Rava came out before. Ravashi Yomah, no, it's not a Raya at all. Ravashi Yomah, Ba'alma lo ilam em loch les lo klal. Really, in a case where you marry a Basula, she's supposed to be a Basula, and she turns out to be a Ba'ula, the loch is, that's a Mekach Toys. I over here, Vashani Hocha, Sharei Konsa Rishon. Here it's different, because here, it was Konsa Rishon already. And Konsa Rishon, so he has to assume that there's a chance that there was a Bia over here, and therefore she's a Ba'ula. Because here, Lamai says she was married. I had Edom. So Taisus speaks about it. Taisus of Maskel Shani says, look at Taisus Shani, third Taisus says, Vadaita the Bula Nissa. So Afakav, the Edom, the Edom, Shloi Nivala, even though there's Edom saying that she didn't have Bia, Ines Shemichal Zem, Acha Shoyin Nesuin, Vesava del Shabcha Mikael. Lamai said that she was married with an Nesuin. Usually an Nesua is a Bula. So here, even there's Edom, we think that Edom just trying to pump her up. But that's, he should have realized that if she's married once, you can't assume she's a basula, and therefore it's not a mekatay. So Ravashi says it's not a raya from here, because here it's a special case. Break the marakasha that v'nechosh shematach of zinsa. Here we're saying you don't have to go to Bezdin, everything is fine, it's just a ksuba mana. L'chayra, we should make them go to Bezdin. Why? Because you go to Bezdin, then it's misbara sometime. Maybe it was tacht of zinsa. Like, maybe tacht of something happened about a second husband. They were first had a kedushin, then a few months later they had an asuin. And maybe this bia happened somewhere in between. So maybe there was a znosia. So why don't we make them go to Bezdin at least to be mevara the inyan? To mevara the inyan. So my answer is, Amar Shravya, against the kiddush v'ol altar. The second one made a kedushin and a bia right away. Kedushin and asuin happened at the same time. So therefore, there's no chance that she was a mezana in between. Therefore, we don't have to make her go to Bezdin. The whole question is the ksuba, because she married her becheskas besula, and that was saying that either that's not called a mekhtois, or like Rav Ashi is saying, since konsarishon, it's not a raya, but here, because here it's konsarishon. Some bring down this discussion of Rabba and Rav Ashi that we have in Tabla Summit, not on the Braisa, it's a discussion on our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, on the bottom of Dafir Alef and Alef, it says in the Mishnah, Besula almana grusha v'chutza v'na nesun. A Besula, which means she's still a Besula, but she had an nesun already, which means the husband died right after the chuppah. So Besula, who's almana, the husband died right after the chuppah, or grusha got divorced right after the chuppah, or chalutza, where her husband died and there's a chalitza, v'na nesun, if it's v'na nesun, after the chuppah, ksubas almana. The ksuba is almana, even though she's a Besula. Ve'hilem tainas Besula, there's no tainas Besula. So Besula Masuna Hachim Shkachsla, how is it possible? If she's married, how is it possible she's a Besula? Going to Nichnasa L'chuppah, L'nevela. She had a chuppah, but there's no Bia. And what do you see? That, Allah is, Ksuba Samana, and there's no Tainas Besula. There's no Tainas Besula. Our Rabba, there's a Meraz, Konsa B'cheskas Besula, V'nim Sas Bula, Ksuba Samana. It's even here, that if you marry a Almana Min Anasun, that's supposed to be a Besula, and it turns out she's a Bula, it's not a Mecha Chatayas, Ksuba Samana, no Tainas Besula. Maybe I'll tell you really, usually there is a Mekach Toys. I hear, this case in our Mishnah, L'maisa, she went into the Chuppah, so you have to figure something could happen. It's different. It's a Nichas L'Chuppah, it's a very different level. But Lecha Shpek Demara, Stamas, I make him go to Bezdin anyway. Lecha Shematachlev Zinsa. Maybe she came Bula somewhere under the second one. Rav Shav, you're going to Kiddush Abola Alter. The Kedushin and Abila Alter. So we have the same exact discussion on the Brisa before that says a case where Konsarishan there was Edim Slainistera. And we have a case of our Mishnah, Almanam and Asuin, and we both have the same discussion. Two versions of the story. So the Gemara says like this. Now, both versions of the story, Rav Ashi saves the day by saying, don't bring a raya that's not a mekhtois. Here, the special reason why you should have realized that she's a bula, either because she was conservation at least, or because there was a chuppah. So, man the master law of Braisa, the one who has the discussion, Rav Ashi and Rabba, on the Braisa, koshke and mastisim. For sure, on the mastisim. Man the master law, that if on the Braisa, we say, even though Edim Selin is still a Rishon, even though it's Edim there, still we say, Rav Ashi says, that don't assume that she's a Basula, because mine's a constant Rishon, so of course in the Mishnah, where there was no Edim, of course there you could be chosh a little bit, there was a Bia. On man the master law, Masisim, of our Braisa, you won't have a Teretz. Loim, so Matsi Omla, I know how Edim Samchi. That means like this. Rabba said that we see from these Mishnais and the Braisa that it's a Mekach Tois. Rav Ashi says, nah, it's not a Mekach Tois. You know what? Here you should have realized that maybe she's a Bulo because they were married. So if you say on the Braisa he has to realize they're married, even though he has Edom telling him that there's no Yichud, so of course on the Mishnah he should be Choshish, he should suspect that they had a Bia because they had a Chuppah L'maisa. But if you only said this member of Rav Ashi on Chuppah, so maybe you would say by Edim, their Rav is right. It's a riot. Because there Hitaka should assume, he could assume that she's a Psula because they have Edim. He could say, I'm swimming on the Edim. So therefore, if you garish this discussion on the Mishnah, maybe on the Brice, Hitaka would be a riot that Konsa Becheskas Psula. Vinimtsas Psula, Yeshak Suvamana, and it's not a Mekach Tois. It's not a Mekach Tois. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah. The minig was, like we'll see in the Gemara, that in Yehuda, they wanted to make sure that Liba Gaspar, they wanted to make sure that the Kala and the Chasa know each other well, before the Chasana. So sometimes they were miyachid with each other, they ate together, they had a little went out to the restaurant together, they went to the house together, they were miyachid together. Ha'oichel etzacham b'Yehuda shaloi be'edim, and there was no edim there. So Eina Yochalita in Tainas Basulim, Pesh Shachar Ima. He can't Taina Tainas Basulim. He can't Taina Tainas Basulim because there's a Yichr over here. Yichr over here, maybe they had Bia, so he never can Taina Tainas Basulim anymore. He marries a Basula, but Mishas after Kedushin, between Kedushin and the Erisin and the Nesuin, it was a year of time, they when we Yachit together, we had Edom. So then he doesn't have a Taina anymore of Tainas Basulim. Why not? Because it's very possible they had Bia in that time frame because they were miyachar each other. That's the halacha in Yehuda. That was the minhag in Yehuda, and therefore you have to be chayish for that. There's no time spilul anymore. Zok to Gemara. Midiktoni ha'oichel. Since it says ha'oichel etzacham v'Yehuda, it's mashma that this was something that not always was done. If you eat etzel Yehuda, we're starting the Gemara right after the Mishnah over here. Midiktoni ha'oichel mechlal de'ika duchta v'Yehuda na'amid lo'ochel. It's mashma that there's some places in Yehuda don't do it. It says, but in Yehuda, if ha'ichel is a chamav, there is no tainas besulim. It's mashma. There are places, even in Yehuda, where they don't do this. We talk about ha'ichel mechlal. Dikir duchta v'Yehuda na'amil amabaya shema minav Yehuda na'amil mekaymes. Yes, see from here, even Yehuda, it's not consistently the minig that the miyachid. There are places that yeah miyachid, some not miyachid. Kedetanya, I bring you right from a brisa to this idea that not everywhere in Yehuda was there a minig to miyachid them to have yichur each other. Kedetanya, I'm Rav Yehuda. Yehuda in the area called Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael basically separated the two regions: the region of Yehuda and the region of the Galil. So the minig was in the region of Yehuda. Bereshayna, and it used to be hoyu miyachdim as a chosun v'as a kala sha'ach as koydim tinsasim v'chuppah. They miyachid the chosun kala a certain amount of time before the chuppah. Kedei shehei liba gaspa. In order they should be comfortable with each other. In order to be able to have the bia after the nesuin, they should be comfortable before they miyachid with each other. Uvegal loyos kem. They didn't do this in Gal. So in such a case where they have yichud, you can't have time to spill anymore because it was scared. Maybe they already had bia. another minig was Yehuda Bereshayin Hayamidim Lahem Shnei Shoshvinim Echad Loi VeEchad La Delamash Bishes Achasin VeSakala. Then Yehuda, by the beginning, used to have a minig that they used to appoint two Shoshvinim. That means two Shoimrim, one for him, one for her. That right after the bia, after the chasen, or after the nesu, right after the bia, they were there to make sure before and after that they're not doing any hanky panky. That means they're not bringing in, like for example, the isha might not be a basula, and she brings in a cloth with blood, and she'll use that to bring a raya that she's a basula. Or he will right after the bia hide the cloth, throw the cloth in the garbage, and to prove that she's not a basula. So therefore, we have shoshvinim to watch them. Now, right there, stop right here. What do you mean? If they were miyached already before, so what do you need shoshvinim for? There's no time shul anyway. So you see from this case that there was a certain place in Yehuda where there was no yichud, and therefore was a time shul, and therefore you needed shoshvinim. So the first minig was saying in Yehuda was certain places that were miyached the chasan kala, koyuk the son of location, leav gaspa. Another minig in Yehuda was, these are obviously in places where there's no yichud because he were handling tainas psulim. Yehuda, b'reshoy yamidim lahem shnei shoshvinim, echol loy v'echol lo. They even had some place in Yehuda that they had even more security. The Shishvinim slept overnight in the house where the Chos and Kala were there. The Gaul didn't do this. So already the Rishonim speak out, and the Gaul didn't have Shoshvinim at all. Of course, they didn't sleep there. You just told me they don't have Shoshvinim at all. Of course, they don't sleep there. So, Echanami, they speak out. It's Agav, the other cases of a Gol Loyos, again, they speak out here also. So, that's the Brai. So, three things that were done in Yehuda that are not done in Gol. Obviously, different places because they're not talking the same thing. V'chol shloy nag keminig hazeh enoy yochol lito in tainas esulim. The Brai ends over these words, which will be discussed in the Gemara until the next Mishnah, the next few lines. It says, V'chol shloy nag keminig hazeh. If you weren't nag this minig, Eino yochal litan tainas besulim. You can't tainas besulim. So hey, what's the words going on? Ilein va reisha. If it's going on the reisha, so it says if you're not noyig to be miyached, then you can't tainas besulim. It's not true. If I carry it the other way around, if you are noyig to be miyached, then you can't tainas besulim. It's going on the reisha. The reisha was the case we have yichud. So hey, ilein va reisha. Kol shenog by late. Just say kol shenog kminigazeh eino yochal tainas besulim because they have yichud. So it can't be going on the first minig of Yehuda over Gol. Ela Seifa is going on the Seifa, which says, and it would mean like this, if you didn't have the minig of Shoshvinim, then you can't tie the tie Shoshvinim. So Ela Seifa, then Koshle Mushvus Abayolei, which means like this, that he has, there's someone watching him, someone watching her. So if you have someone watching her, you still can have tie Shoshvinim. Because if someone's, even if someone's not watching her, if someone was not watching her, you still could have tainas besulim because she could have even brought something in. She could have done a stick and she stole not a besula. So of course I have tainas besulim. So it means so, no one watched him should be the emphasis. So Ela Seifa say kosloy mushmas barley. No one watched him, then he can't tie tainas besulim because maybe he did some stick and maybe he hid the mappa. So if that's on a Seifa kosloy mushmas barley. Oh my bayah. So what's it going on? It says, can we go on the Reisha? Because they call Shinoag. On a Seifa, it say Koshle Mushmush. On my Abaya, Loilom, a Reisha. It's going back on the Reisha. Vitni call Shinoag. You should be Goyris, call Shinoag. If you see all through Shas, Abaya and Rava, Abaya always tries to change the wording in the Brisa to answer the Kasha, and Rava doesn't like that. So Abaya says, I'll change it. Vitni call Shinoag. Call Shinoag, Minigazah. Any other time of Sulim, anyone has a minig of Yichud will not be up time times for Sulim. Amle Rava, but Kosha Loy Nohag Tani. It doesn't say that. It's Kosha Loy Nohag. Alam Rava, sounds like this. Hakama, Kosha Loy Nohag Minig Golil, Begolil. Anyone who's not knowing the minig of Golil and Golil, Elak Minig Yehuda Begolil, does like Minig Yehuda Begolil, which means he does do Yichud. Any yachal time soon, he can't tie them soon anymore. It's meaning this: kosher loy nag the minig of Gol, and he goes to the minig of Yehuda and does yichud. Then ain yachal luta in time soon. Rav Ashi Amar, third pshat. We have bias pshat that changes to kosher nag. Rava says the same thing as bias. He fits it to the words by saying kosher loy nag minig Gol of Gol. Rav Ashi says loy lam a seifa, but tani kosher loy mushmush. He's going on the seifa. have a taina. It says, kol shen loy nag minigazeh yochel l'tarim zulim. So he said, what's loy nag minigazeh? It has to be that the shashinim watching him. So we say kol shen loy mushmush. Anyone, if they didn't watch him, then you can taina tainas b'zulim. That's what you'll learn. But today, kol shen loy mushmush, that's the little tie to the words of kosh loy noag minig. That means he wasn't the noag, the minig of the shashvinim watching him, then he can't taina, taina spesulim anymore.